Hello and welcome to the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. This is episode number 189. My name is Steve Webb and I'm your host. Thanks for being with me today. I have a programming announcement at the end of today's show, so please be sure to listen to the end. You'll want to hear it. This week we're reading from the New English Translation, and today Joshua 12 and 13 are up. Let's begin. Joshua chapter 12. Now these are the kings of the land whom the Israelites defeated and drove from their land on the east side of the Jordan, from the Arnon Valley to Mount Hermon, including all the eastern Arabah. King Sihon of the Amorites, who lived in Heshbon and ruled from Aroer on the edge of the Arnon Valley, including the city in the middle of the valley and half of Gilead, all the way to the Jabbok Valley, bordering Ammonite territory. His kingdom included the eastern Arabah from the Sea of Kinnereth to the Sea of the Arabah, or the Salt Sea, including the route to Beth-Jeshimoth and the area southward below the slopes of Pisgah. The territory of King Og of Bashan, one of the few remaining Rephaites, who lived in Asheroth and Edrei and ruled over Mount Hermon, Salica, all of Bashan to the border of the Geshurites and Maacathites, and half of Gilead as far as the border of King Sihon of Heshbon. Moses, the Lord's servant, and the Israelites defeated them, and Moses, the Lord's servant, assigned their land to Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. These are the kings of the land whom Joshua and the Israelites defeated on the west side of the Jordan, from Baal-Gad in the Lebanon Valley to Mount Halak, on up to Seir. Joshua assigned this territory to the Israelite tribes, including the hill country, the lowlands, the Arabah, the slopes, the wilderness, and the Negev, the land of the Hittites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. The king of Jericho, 1. The king of Ai, located near Bethel, 1. The king of Jerusalem, 1. The king of Hebron, 1. The king of Jarmuth, 1. The king of Lachish, 1. The king of Eglon, 1. The king of Gezer, 1. The king of Deber, 1. The king of Geder, 1. The king of Hormah, 1. The king of Arad, 1. The king of Libna, 1. The king of Adullam, 1. The king of Makeda, 1. The king of Bethel, 1. The king of Tapua, 1. The king of Hefer, 1. The king of Aphek, 1. The king of Lasharon, 1. The king of Madon, 1. The king of Hazor, 1. The king of Shimron-Meron, 1. The king of Akshaph, 1. The king of Taanak, 1. The king of Megiddo, 1. The king of Kedesh, 1. The king of Jokneam near Carmel, 1. The king of Dor near Naphath-Dor, 1. The king of Goyim near Gilgal, 1. The king of Tirzah, 1. A total of 31 kings. Joshua chapter 13. When Joshua was very old, the Lord told him, "You are very old, and a great deal of land remains to be conquered. This is the land that remains: all the territory of the Philistines and all the Geshurites, from the Shihor River east of Egypt northward to the territory of Ekron. It is regarded as Canaanite territory, including the area belonging to the five Philistine lords who ruled in Gaza: Ashdod, Ashkelon, Gath, and Ekron, as well as Avite land to the south, all the Canaanite territory from Era in the region of Sidon to Aphek, as far as Amorite territory, the territory of Byblus and all Lebanon to the east, from Baal-Gad below Mount Hermon to Lebo-Hamath. I will drive out before the Israelites all who live in the hill country from Lebanon to Misrephoth-Maim, all the Sidonians. You be sure to parcel it out to Israel as I instructed you. Now divide up this land among the nine tribes and the half-tribe of Manasseh. The other half of Manasseh, Reuben and Gad, received their allotted tribal lands beyond the Jordan, just as Moses, the Lord's servant, had assigned them. Their territory started from Aroer, on the edge of the Arnon Valley, included the city in the middle of the valley, the whole plain of Medeba, as far as Dibon, and all the cities of King Sihon of the Amorites, who ruled in Heshbon, and ended at the Ammonite border. Their territory also included Gilead, Geshurite and Maacathite territory, all Mount Hermon, and all Bashan to Salica,
the whole kingdom of Og and Bashan, who ruled in Ashtaroth and Edrei. He was one of the few remaining Rephaites. Moses defeated them and took their lands, but the Israelites did not conquer the Geshurites and Maacathites. Geshur and Maacah live among Israel to this very day. However, Moses did not assign land as an inheritance to the Levites. Their inheritance is the sacrificial offerings made to the Lord God of Israel, as he instructed them. Moses assigned land to the tribe of Reuben by its clans. Their territory started at Aroer, on the edge of the Arnon Valley, and included the city in the middle of the valley, the whole plain of Medeba, Heshbon and all its surrounding cities on the plain, including Dibon, Bamoth-Baal, Beth-Baal-Meon, Jahaz, Kittimoth, Mephaeth, Kiriathaim, Sibma, Zereth-Shahar on the hill in the valley, Beth-Peor, the slopes of Pisgah, and Beth-Jeshimoth. It accompanied all the cities of the plain and the whole realm of King Sihon of the Amorites who ruled in Heshbon. Moses defeated him and the Midianite leaders, Evi, Rekem, Zur, Hur, and Reba. They were subjects of Sihon and lived in his territory. The Israelites killed Balaam, son of Beor, the omen reader, along with the others. The border of the tribe of Reuben was the Jordan. The land allotted to the tribe of Reuben by its clans included these cities and their towns. Moses assigned land to the tribe of Gad by its clans. Their territory included Jazer, all the lands of Gilead, and half of the Ammonite territory as far as Aroer near Rabbah. Their territory ran from Heshbon to Ramath-Mizpah in Betonim, and from Mahanaim to the territory of Debir. It included the valley of Beth-Haram, Beth-Nimrah, Succoth, and Zaphon, and the rest of the realm of King Sihon of Heshbon, the area east of the Jordan to the end of the Sea of Kinnereth. The land allotted to the tribe of Gad by its clans included these cities and their towns. Moses assigned land to the half-tribe of Manasseh by its clans. Their territory started at Mahanaim and encompassed all Bashan, the whole realm of King Og of Bashan, including all 60 cities in Havoth-Jair in Bashan, half of Gilead, Ashtaroth, and Edrei, cities in the kingdom of Og in Bashan, were assigned to the descendants of Machir, son of Manasseh, to half the descendants of Machir by their clans. These are the land assignments made by Moses on the plains of Moab east of the Jordan River opposite Jericho. However, Moses did not assign land as an inheritance to the Levites. Their inheritance is the Lord God of Israel, as he instructed them. May God bless the reading of his word. Today I want to zero in on Joshua chapter 13, verse 6. Here, God is speaking to a very old Joshua, and he reminds Joshua that there is still a great deal of land to be conquered before the promise he made to Abraham et al. Is fulfilled. And then God says, "I will drive out before the Israelites all who live in these places." Now, words mean things, right? Notice carefully what God said. He said, "I will drive out before the Israelites." Now, in order to drive out before the Israelites, that means that the Israelites must be behind those who are being driven out, right? In other words, God was not going to clear the land without the participation of the Israelite people. If they wanted the land, they had to take it. It wasn't good enough that God promised the land. They had to put forth the effort to possess it. Now, Philippians 2:12 says, "Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling." Yes, we have the promise of salvation in Jesus Christ, like the Israelites had the promise of possessing the land. But that salvation must be made evident by its fruit in our lives. We must participate with God. Now, please don't misunderstand me. I do not believe that we contribute to the work Jesus did to save us. I'm not saying that we must, in order to be saved, must do anything of ourselves to be saved. But if I really am a new creation, if I really am saved, I cannot help but display the fruit of the Spirit in my life. No more than an oak tree can help but grow acorns, or a grapevine can help but produce grapes. But if I say that I'm a Christian, and there's no evidence, no work that shows forth the love of God, I am in deep trouble and probably have not truly met the Messiah. So now the promised program announcement that I mentioned at the top of today's episode. I'm recording this episode on Monday afternoon. Tomorrow morning, or this morning if you're listening on the day that the episode will be published, I'm going to have some oral surgery done. Yeah, fun. I've got what is known as a buccal exostosis, which is a bony growth on the cheek-facing side of my lower jaw. Normally, these don't require any treatment, but mine, instead of the normal rounded shape, is sort of pointy, so the tissue on the point gets irritated easily when I eat, causes pain. So that's what's happening in my life, and what that means for you is that it may be a few days before you get another episode of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I'm not really sure how long the recovery will be, but as soon as I can come back, I will. I guess we'll both find out how long that takes, won't we? Hey, I have an idea. You want to help in my recovery? Pick up a copy of my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. The price increase is coming, and I don't want you to miss getting it at its present low, low price. And if you're not sure about buying it, you can get the entire first chapter for free over at easybiblenamesguide.com. If you're one that reads the Bible out loud, or just in your Bible study, if you don't like stumbling over those long words like some of those you heard today, my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide, will help you out, I promise. And if you buy it and you don't like it, I'll happily refund your money at any time in the future. So, until my mouth is recovered, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.